Can you explain how the North Carolina Candid Critters Project works?
Yeah, sure. So the Candid Critters Project is an effort to collaborate with the citizens of the state to get a better idea about the wildlife populations across the state by running camera traps. And these are motion-sensitive cameras that we're asking people to help us put out there in the woods, in the state parks, in the game lands, in the national parks, even in some backyards to see what animals are out there. And basically, when an animal walks by, the camera will take pictures of the animals and save it to a memory card. And our volunteers that run the cameras, they look at the pictures themselves and then share them with us so that we can sort of count them up from all 100 counties across the state and start to make comparisons and sharing, of course, some of the best pictures and the results as well.
Now, sampling in eastern North Carolina has been underway, but when did it start here in the east and how many counties are participating so far?
We started earlier this year. We started in December in the east, so we had a winter sampling in the east, and we've got, it looks like, 136 uploads already, so that means 136 people have run a camera, taken the pictures, and shared them with us, and we're just going through them now and starting to share some of the best pictures on our websites, and we're looking to start again in the spring. I think we've had about a half or three quarters of the county so far represented, but like I said, we're kind of just getting geared up now, so we're looking forward to getting some more complete coverage so we can really make comparisons across these counties.
This is a three-year project. The goal, as I understand it, is to monitor 20 to 30,000 sites in all of North Carolina counties. How are you going to use those photographs and the information from the camera traps?
Yeah, so, you know, the photographs are super fun, and you get to see all these animals, these candid pictures of deer and bear and, you know, other animals like coyotes and foxes that are or bobcats that are hard to see sometimes. And so, you know, the photographs we definitely like to share and spread around and, you know, let everyone get this kind of unique view of our state's animals. But then what we do from the scientific point of view is we basically take these pictures and turn them into numbers, you know, the number of deer photographed in this place or that place. And those we can start to analyze in a number of ways to look at the compare the populations of animals that live in different states at different times and start to understand what affects those populations. And the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission is a key partner here, and they're very interested in getting this more detailed picture of the wildlife in the state to help manage and conserve the species.
Is there a particular species that you're hoping to collect more information about?
Well, we're really interested in everything. Basically, the nice thing about these camera traps is they get pictures of all kinds of different animals, you know, from chipmunks on up to black bear and elk. And so, you know, in the east, there's some particularly interesting dynamics. There's you know, seem to be some very healthy black bear populations, so we're certainly interested in them. Seems to be a growing coyote population, and how they're impacting the deer herd is one of the questions that we're very interested in. And then the red wolf population seems to be on the decline, and if that you know, continues, we'd like to be able to document that, and then to see, you know, what's the impact if that happens on the other species, like, you know, will coyotes expand a ton with the absence of the wolf, or will the deer population change? So looking at some of these sort of effects across all these different species will be super interesting to see.
Now, when did you start these camera trap studies, or is this in the last year the first time you've attempted it?
Oh, no, I've been running cameras since back in the days of film when, you know, you'd get 36 pictures and you'd have to go change the roll of film. So we've been doing this for a while, but just recently we teamed with the Smithsonian Institution to create this the infrastructure, basically the website and the database that allow us to collect these millions and millions of pictures. I mean, we've already got, just this first winter, we've got 75,000 pictures that have been uploaded from eastern North Carolina. So that can get overwhelming if you don't have a proper system set up to manage that. And that's what we've done over the last couple years. And so we have been working with citizen scientists, with volunteers running cameras, for the last 3 or 4 years. And that work, we worked with a few hundred people, that kind of emboldened us to say, we could scale this up and get even a better view of a larger area and work with really thousands of people. So that's our goal for this new project.
As far as a camera itself, how are they available to residents? How can they get a hold of one?
Sure. Well, we can work either way. If you own your own camera, you can use that as long as it's a certain subset of brands. We also have cameras that we're loaning out across the state. So we're working with 38 libraries across the state. And you can, once you've taken our training on our website, we have an online training, so you make sure you know how to run the camera trap and how to set it the way we like to set it. then you'll be able to check one out from a library. And so you can get it and run it. We ask you to check it out for a season, so for like the spring season or the summer season, and move it around a couple times. So usually we ask you to put it in one place, strap it to a tree for 3 weeks, come back, change the memory card, move it to another place in the same area, and then upload the pictures to us while you're waiting for the next deployment to finish its 3 weeks.
Now, how many volunteers are needed during the course of the program?
Definitely thousands of volunteers will be needed across the state, because we're really trying to get a good look at all the counties. So it's 100 counties in North Carolina. It's really fun to see these animals that are living, you know, around you, and to get this unique view of these species like bears and coyotes and bobcats that are, you know, hard to see with your own two eyes.
Mr. Case, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Down East Journal.
Well, thanks for having me and helping us get the word out to your listeners.